بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ صلاح كلتوش حفظه الله ورعاه، وهذا في محاضرة بعنوان اغتنام الفرص، وهذا في يوم الأحد الثامن من رمضان 1443 هجري الموافق العاشر من أبريل 2022 ميلادي. The Brothers Muhaddin Publications are pleased to announce a lecture by Sheikh Salah Kantoush, حفظه الله ورعاه, titled Seeking the Opportunities. And that's on the day of Sunday, the 8th of Ramadan, 1443 Hijri, corresponding to the 10th of April, 2022 Miladi. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. نعم إخواني في الله، نحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يسر لنا هذا اللقاء بكم في هذا اليوم الذي نسأل الله أن يجعله مباركا، وأن يبارك في الإخوة جميعا حضورا ومستمعين. كما تعلمون إخواني أن هذا اللقاء وهذه الكلمة التي إن شاء الله نتذاكر فيها هي عن اغتنام الفرص. اغتنام الفرص، فقد يأتي على الإنسان بعض الأوقات ينال فيها فرصة ينجح فيها ويسعد فيها، وهذه الفرص تعد قليلة مقارنة بالعمر، فهي لا تتكرر إلا قليلا. نعم أخي، تفضل.
Sheikh Salah Kantoush, Abdullah, started by saying Khubbat al-Haja. Verily, all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him. Naam. Sheikh Abdullah started by saying Khubbat al-Haja. Verily, all praise is due to Allah, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evils of our own actions. Whoever Allah guides, nobody will misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, nobody will ever guide. And I bear witness there is no Lord to be worshipped in truth alone without any partners except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. For you who believe, fear Allah the way he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. O people, fear your Lord that created you from one soul, and created from it its mate, and created from them multitudes of men and women, and fear Allah that he will ask you about the ties of the womb. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a good word. He will rectify your affairs and forgive your sins. Verily, the best of the speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. and the worst of the matters are the newly innovated matters, and every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah or an innovation, and every bid'ah or innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. Dear brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made for us easy to have such a meeting on such a day. Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a blessed meeting. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of the brothers and sisters, whether they are attending or listeners. As you know, this meeting, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be studying the subject of seeking the opportunities. Seeking the opportunities may come upon a human being sometimes in a lifetime. Once in a while, in other words, you may get an opportunity that will make you successful and will make you happy. And these opportunities are far and few between in comparison to the lifetime that you live upon this earth. So these opportunities may not repeat except for a few times in a lifetime. Allahu ta'ala a'lam. Naam, Sheikh.
بارك الله فيكم. فمعاشر الإخوة، نحن في أيام طيب. قول سلمكم الله، لو أننا تأملنا في هذه الأيام التي هي أغلى من كل نفيس، أيام رمضان التي نحن فيها، وتأملوا كم من قريب لنا وحبيب وجار وعزيز كان يتمنى ويؤمل أن يدركه رمضان، لكن المنية أتته فقطعت عليه تلك الفرصة، وقطعت عليه ذلكم الموسم الذي لا يقدر بثمن، والموفق من وفقه الله تعالى. الحياة إخواني فرصة، فمن وفقه الله تعالى لاغتنام هذه الفرصة فقد أفلح وفاز وأنجح وظفر بما هو أعظم من الدنيا بما فيها. ولقد كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يعلم أصحابه أن يستغلوا الفرص وأن ينتهزوها حتى يظفروا بالسعادة الأبدية وبالفوز العظيم في الدنيا والآخرة. نعم محمد، تفضل.
Sheikh Salah Kantush Abdallah continued by saying, so I say, may Allah keep you all safe and sound. If we are to ponder upon these days, the days of Ramadan, these are the most precious days of the whole entire year. They are more precious than anything that you may consider to be valuable in this life, the days of Ramadan that we are going through now. Remember how many those that were close to you, or neighbors to you, or dear to your heart, was wishing and hoping to catch this month of Ramadan, but death came upon them. But death came upon them and cut them off from such an opportunity. The season that cannot be valued by any given price that we know of. It's only the successful are the ones that Allah gives success to. This life as a whole is nothing but an opportunity for those that Allah gives success to seize each and every opportunity that Allah bestows upon them, meaning the month of Ramadan. Whoever does so, he will become from the winners. He will become from the successful. He will be from those that have seized the greatest treasure in this life of ours, that is greater than any treasure in this life of ours and everything in it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to teach his companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, to seize the opportunities and to take advantage of those times so they would attain eternal happiness and attain the greatest of winning in this life and the hereafter. Naam. Naam, Sheikh, tafaddal. Barakallahu feek.
نعم بارك الله فيكم. أقول سلمكم الله. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يحرص على أن يغرس في أصحابه هذا الأمر وكيف أنهم يستغلون الفرص ويغتنمونها. أخرج أبو يعلى رحمه الله من حديث أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعرابيا فأكرمه، يعني أن الأعرابي أكرم النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، فأراد الرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم فأتاه هذا الأعرابي فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم سل حاجتك. فقال هذا الأعرابي يا رسول الله أعنزا يحلبها وناقة نركبها. فتأملوا إخواني كيف أن هذا الأعرابي لم يستغل الفرصة التي كان يمكنه أن يسأل شيئا يكون فيه فوزه وفيه فلاحه. فالتفت النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم إلى أصحابه قائلا لهم أعجزتم أن تكونوا كمثل عجوز بني إسرائيل؟ أعجزتم أن تكونوا كمثل عجوز بني إسرائيل؟ فقال أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وما عجوز بني إسرائيل يا رسول الله؟ فقال إن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لما أراد أن يرتحل من مصر ضلوا الطريق. فقال ما هذا؟ يعني أن هناك سببا ما هو الذي سبب لهم هذا التيه. لا شك أن هناك مانع يمنعهم من الخروج من مصر. فقال بعض علماء بني إسرائيل إن يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام لما حضرته الوفاة أخذ علينا الميثاق ألا نخرج من مصر حتى نحمل عظامه معنا. فقال وأيكم يعتبر؟ فقالوا ليس إلا عجوز من عجوز بني إسرائيل. قال فبعث إليها فأتته فقال لها أن دليني على قبر يوسف. فقالت لا حتى تنزل على حكمي. فتأملوا إخواني كيف أن هذه المرأة العجوز استغلت هذه الفرصة وطلبت شيئا فيه نجاحها وفيه فلاحها. قالت لا حتى تنزل على حكمي. فقال وما حكمك؟ قالت أن أكون رفيقتك في الجنة. الله أكبر. امرأة عجوز تريد أن تكون في مصاف الأنبياء، وليس أي أنبياء، وإنما في مصاف كبار الأنبياء والرسل. وموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام من أولي العزم من الرسل، فقالت لا حتى تنزل على حكمي. قال وما حكمك؟ قالت أن أكون رفيق. نعم تفضل يا محمد.
شفنا في كلمتين راحوا علينا في الصوتية، اللي هي أن لا تخرج من مصر حتى تحمل عظام معنا وأيكم، وبعدها فقالوا ليس إلا عجوز من عجز بني إسرائيل. في هنا كلمة تهت علي، بس أظن المفهوم المعنى الله أعلم، أن لا يخرج من مصر، أن لا نخرج من مصر حتى نحمل عظامه معنا. فسأل أظن موسى عليه السلام وأيكم، إيش كان السؤال هنا؟
أيكم يعرف قبره؟
أيكم يعرف قبره؟ طيب أز الشيخ حفظه الله، continued by saying بارك الله فيكم. I say may Allah keep you safe and sound, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم always strived to plant in the hearts of his companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, this matter, the matter of seizing the opportunities and how to take advantage of any opportunity or any chance that comes to them. As Abu Ya'la رحمه الله authenticated the hadith of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, in which he said that an Arabi, or the Prophet rather sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to or stopped by an Arab man or a Bedouin, and the Bedouin honored the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasallam. So the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to honor the host, meaning the Bedouin. هنا أيضا يا شيخنا في قصة الأعرابي، فأراد الرسول بعدما أكرم الأعرابي، إيش الرسول أراد أن يفعل معه؟
أراد أن يكرمه.
يكرمه.
فقال إتنا، يعني تعال نكرمك.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to honor the Bedouin for his generosity, and told him, come and stop by us, or come to where we at, so we can honor you too. So the Bedouin one day came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, ask whatever you need, ask for your need. Then the Bedouin said, O Messenger of Allah, I'm only needing few goats that I can milk or get milk from, and a she camel, or a camel that we can use for a ride. O Messenger of Allah, all I need is few goats that I can milk or can have for milk, and a camel that I can have for a ride. So here the Sheikh Abdullah said, pay attention here, our dear brothers and sisters. Ponder upon what the Bedouin did. He did not really take advantage of the opportunity. He did not seize the moment, because he could have asked for anything from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way that will lead for him to be from the greatest winners and from the most successful. But that's all he asked for, few goats and a camel. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Bedouin left, turned to his companions saying to them, are you incapable of being just like the old woman from the sons of Israel, from Bani Israel? So the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, said, and who was the Ajuz, or the old woman of the sons of Israel? Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Musa, or Moses alayhi salam, wanted to leave and traveled out of Egypt, they got lost on the way. He got lost on the way. Then he started wondering, what is this? Meaning, is something is preventing him from finding his way. Some reason is behind the fact that him and his followers are getting lost. In other words, as the Sheikh said, Musa or Moses alayhi salam knew there is something preventing them from leaving the land of Egypt. Then he asked, and some of the scholars of the sons of Israel said that Yusuf or Joseph alayhi salam, when right before he died, took a covenant upon us, took a promise from us that we will never leave Egypt until we carry his bones with us. Then the Prophet Musa or Moses alayhi salam said, and who from amongst you knows his grave, knows where his grave is? Then they said, the scholars of the sons of Israel, of Bani Israel, they said, only an old woman from the old women of the sons of Israel knows where it is, knows where the bones of Yusuf alayhi salam are. So the Prophet Musa sent for her, and she came to him. And he asked her, can you tell us where is the grave of the Prophet Yusuf or Joseph alayhi salam? She said, no, I will not able to tell you until you answer my request. So look at this old woman from the sons of Israel. She seized the opportunity. She took advantage of the situation and asked for what will lead to her success and her win in this life and the hereafter. She said, I'm not going to tell you until you answer my request. Then the Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked her, and what is your request? Then she said, to be your companion in the paradise. To be your companion in the paradise. So an old woman from Bani Israel wanted to be on the same status as the prophets and messengers. And not any prophets and messengers, but the best of the prophets and messengers. As you know, Musa or Moses alayhi salatu wassalam was from Ulil Azm, was from the best, from the five favored prophets and messengers by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked her, and what is your request? And her request was to be his companion in the paradise. Now, tafadhal Sheikh.
أقول سلمكم الله فتأملوا إلى هذه العجوز كيف أن الله عز وجل أعطاها فرصة عظيمة لا تقدر بثمن، وإلا فالله عز وجل قدير على أن يوحي إلى رسوله وكريمه موسى ويدله على قبر يوسف دون أن يحتاج إلى هذه المرأة العجوز، لكن الله عز وجل أراد أن يكرمها وأن يرفعها رفعة عظيمة لا يمكن لأمثالها أن يكونوا كذلك، وهذا فضل الله عز وجل وفرصة عظيمة. فقالت رضي الله عنها وأخذتهم إلى موضع فيه ماء، فقالت انضبوا الماء أي اسحبوا هذا الماء، ثم قالت احتفروا ها هنا، فحفروا فإذا بيوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال فلما أقلوه أي حملوه إذا بالطريق كضوء النهار، أي اتضح لهم الطريق بعد. فتأملوا إخواني كيف استغلت هذه المرأة العجوز هذه الفرصة ولم تفوتها. فكم والله من إنسان سيأتي يوم القيامة يندم على هذه الأيام التي نحن فيها. وأقولها بكل حسرة يا خسارة من لم يهتم بصلاة التراويح، يا خسارة من لم يهتم بقراءة القرآن، يا خسارة من لم يهتم بالذكر ولا بالتسبيح في مثل هذه الأيام. فالأجور توزع والدرجات ترفع ونحن في أيام فضيلة لا تقدر بثمن، لا ندرك حقيقة هذه النعمة ونحن أحياء، لكننا سنعلم قيمتها إذا متنا. ونسأل الله عز وجل المد.
نعم شيخنا.
انقطع الخط.
لو سمحت. اللهم استعان. انقطع عندما بدأت يا شيخ في الدعاء، نسأل الله.
انتهينا
عند الدعاء. نصلي ان شاء الله باذن الله تعالى. As the Shaykh of Allah Salah Kantush, continued by saying, so my dear brothers and sisters in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at what the old woman from the sons of Israel said to the Prophet Musa or Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, I will not tell you until you agree to my request. Then the Prophet Musa or Moses alayhi salatu wasalam said, and what is your request? And she said, to be your companion in the paradise, to be with you in the paradise. The Prophet Musa or Moses hated to give her her request. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him to answer her request and honor her request. So ponder here, dear brothers and sisters. Think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give such an old woman such an opportunity that cannot be priced, cannot have any value on it whatsoever in this life of ours. And yes, the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet of Allah could have revealed to Musa or Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, his own prophet and messenger, and he used to talk to him. Because Musa, as you know, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to talk to his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the archangel Jibreel would come down on him. شيخنا في برضو حصل انقطاع هنا، وينزل جبريل على الـ على الـ على الرسول على النبي موسى عليه السلام ويفعل ماذا؟
كيف يكون؟
ينزل جبريل على موسى، صحيح؟
اي يخبره بموضع قبر يوسف.
نعم،
كان الله عز وجل قدير على ان يرسل جبريل او ان يكلمه سبحانه وتعالى.
As the Shaykh Abdallah continued or actually corrected me, I missed this in the interruption of the communication. Our Prophet and Messenger Musa or Moses alayhi salatu wasalam used to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord Almighty. Or Allah could have sent the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam down to Musa to tell him exactly where is the grave of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. We all know that Allah is capable to reveal to any of his creation and talk to his prophet and messenger Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and show him exactly where is the grave of the prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam without any need to this old woman from the sons of Israel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor her, wanted to raise her in degrees, even though it's not possible for the likes of her to gain such a status. But this, as we know from Islam, وَلَّا الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ, is the bounty of Allah. He gives it to whoever He wills. This is a great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon whoever takes advantage of. Then the old woman from the sons of Israel said, may Allah be pleased with her, follow me. And she took him to a place that was covered in water. She took him to a place that was covered with water. And she told them, she commanded them, drain that water away from this place, or drain that pond from the water. And they did. And she said, dig right here, under where we, where the water used to be. And they started digging, and that's when they found the body of the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Joseph. Then when they carried him, as soon as they carried his body, then the road or the path out of Egypt opened up, and it became as clear as the daylight. The road became to them, to the Prophet Musa or Moses and his followers, as clear as the daylight from the sons of Israel. So ponder, think, dear brothers and sisters, how this old woman from the sons of Israel seized upon the opportunity, how she did not miss such an advantageous time for her, a time to take advantage of. And look at how our situation nowadays, how many of us that will end up on the day of judgment, wal-iyadu billah, regretting and feeling sad for whatever he missed in his lifetime or her lifetime. As the Sheikh said, and I say this with the greatest of regret, what a loss for those that don't care about Salat al-Taraweeh in the nights of Ramadan. What a loss for those that are not reciting the Quran in the days of Ramadan. What a great loss for those who miss out on dhikr and remembrance of Allah and tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those days. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, the bounties, the rewards are being dispersed on those days by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The degrees are available for you to choose to which degree you want to ascend and become higher and higher in degree and level. And we are in virtuous times. We are in the best days of the year that can never have a price on them. And nobody realizes the reality of such a blessing while we're still alive. But you will definitely know the value of those days when you are dead. Allahu musta'an. And the Sheikh concluded with some dua that got interrupted again with the communication issues today. Allahu musta'an. Naam, ya Sheikh.
Barakallahu feekum. Qad yaqul qa'il, hadha nabiyyun wa waqa'a lahu ma waqa'a wa istaghallat hadhihi al-mar'a al-'ajuz hadha al-amr. ونحن لا نبي عندنا ولا شيء يمكننا أن نستغل به مثل هذه الفرصة. والجواب أخي في الله، لو قلت لك إن لك أمنية لو تمنيتها تم لك ما أردت، فما أنت متمنن؟ فكم من المسلمين يتمنى أن يكون عنده أموال طائلة، يكون عنده أموال كأموال قارون، ويتمنى أن يعيش في هذه الدنيا عيشة الملوك. ولو تأملنا أن العافية والسلامة هي أعظم من هذه الدنيا بما فيها. وقد دلنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم على ما يمكننا أن نستغل في ذلك فرصة عظيمة لننال السعادة الأبدية. ويتسنى لنا أن نحصل على مثل هذه الفرصة التي حصلت عليها هذه المرأة العجوز. أخرج الإمام مسلم من حديث ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال: كنت آتي النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم بوضوئه وحاجته، فقال لي بيع تأملوا هذا السؤال الذي سأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعرض فرصة ذهبية بل لا تقدر بثمن على ربيعة. يا ربيعة سل حاجتك. فقال ربيعة رضي الله عنه لا أسألك إلا مرافقتك في الجنة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. انظروا كيف أن ربيعة رضي الله عنه اهتم بأن يستغل هذه الفرصة العظيمة التي جاءته من النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. لكن يا إخواني تأملوا أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما قال لربيعة أنت رفيقي في الجنة وانتهى الأمر، بل أعطى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام الفرصة لي ولك، نحن المتأخرون أننا على هذا الفضل إن نحن حصل عندنا الاجتهاد في تحقيق هذا الشرط الذي اشترطه النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم على ربيعة. فقال لا أسألك إلا مرافقتك في الجنة. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم أو غير ذلك يا ربيعة؟ قال هو ذاك يا رسول الله. قال إذن فأعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود، فأعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. فيا سبحان الله، هذا الشرط المهم الذي إن نحن عملنا به صرنا رفقاء الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الجنة. فيا فلاح من يوفقه الله عز وجل لأن يطبق هذا الشرط الذي اشترطه النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. وهنا الفلاح، وهنا النجاح، وهنا السعادة لمن وفقه الله أن يستغل الفرصة ما دامت الروح في البدن. نعم.
بارك الله فيكم. One of you may say, one of you might say, this was a story of a prophet, and whatever happened with him is happened in the history. And this old woman from Bani Israel took advantage, according to the story we just told. How about us? We have no prophet, no messenger nowadays, and we have no such opportunity as the old woman from the sons of Israel to take advantage of or seek the opportunity like her. But the answer here, as the Sheikh said, how about if I say to you that there is one wish, if you wish it, then you would get the same opportunity as that woman. But remember, how many people around you wishes to have vast amounts of wealth, just as the wealth of Qarun, for example, or as much as the wealth of Qarun? How many people around you in this life are wishing to live like kings and queens? But they keep forgetting, all these people, that the salama wal afiyah, the protection and the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the greatest and greater than anything above this dunya or in this dunya that we have. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us how we can take the opportunity, how we can seek this such an opportunity, such a great opportunity, just as this old woman did with the Prophet Musa or Moses. So we can have the eternal happiness. So we can wish, as the Sheikh said, to attain such a time or such an opportunity, just like the old woman from the sons of Israel did. It was narrated in Sahih Muslim, the hadith from the way of Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami, radiallahu anhu, in which he said, I used to go to or used to bring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what he needs to make his wudu with and whatever else he needs. I used to help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wudu and whatever else of his needs. Then one day the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, ask Rabi'a and I will answer you. So pay attention to this question here, dear brothers and sisters. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking the companion Rabi'a radiallahu an and giving him a golden opportunity that can never have a price. Ask your need, O Rabi'a. Then Rabi'a said, I will not ask you, O Prophet of Allah. Rather, the only thing that I want is to be your companion in the paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look how Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, when the opportunity came, he took advantage of it to the fullest. He took advantage of the greatest opportunity that a man or a woman could ever have from mankind. That came from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here, my dear brothers and sisters, pay attention to how the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked or said to Rabi'a. He did not say to Rabi'a radiallahu an, you will be my companion in the paradise, and that was the end of it. But rather, he gave the opportunity. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that opportunity to Rabi'a, and as the Sheikh said, to me and to you too. We Muslims that came generations later can take the same opportunity according to what we hear from the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if we have the striving, if we have the diligence in fulfilling this condition that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam put upon Rabi'a in the hadith, when Rabi'a said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not asking you for anything except to be your companion in the paradise. Then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have any other request, O Rabi'a? Then Rabi'a answered and he said, that's my only request, O Messenger of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so strive, ya Rabi'a, against your own nafs, against your own soul, by making as much sujood as possible. To strive upon your own soul by making sujood or prostrating to Allah as much as possible. Yeah, subhanallah. This is the most important condition, that if we act upon it as believers, then we become companions to the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the paradise. How successful can you be? How much of a win can you get unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the success to apply this one condition from this hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to Rabi'a? That is the true success. This is the true win. This is the real eternal happiness. Forever Allah give the success to and seize the opportunities as long as your soul is still in your body, my dear brother and sister. Yeah.
محمد
نعم شيخ تفضل
طيب بارك الله فيكم. إذن ينبغي أن نغتنم الفرصة ونهتم بما يكون سببا في سعادتنا، فإن نعتبر صراعا أيام عظيمة وليالي، لكنها تذهب سريعا، فينبغي علينا أن نستغل الفرصة قبل أن نندم على فواتها. نهتم بالذكر ونهتم بما يرضي الله. الرسول صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم فليشمر عن سواعد الجد ويهتم بما يصلح أمره يصلح قلبه. أن يرضى عنا، نسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحل علينا رضوانه الأكبر وأن ينزلنا في أعلى عليين في الفردوس الأعلى مع النبيين الصديقين والشهداء الصالحين. ولعلنا نكتفي بهذا القدر، ونسأل الله لنا ولكم السداد والعافية.
شيخنا، عشان بس الخط انقطع مرتين تقريبا، أرجع معك لو سمح. إذن ينبغي أن نغتنم الفرصة ونهتم لما يكون سببا في سعادتنا، فإن السعادة الأبدية. بعدين وصل لي بعدها أيام عظيمة وليال قصيرة لكنها تذهب سريعا، مظبوط؟
نعم.
علينا نستغل الفرصة قبل أن نندم على فواتها، نهتم بالذكر وبما يرضي الله ورسوله، فنشمر عن سواعدنا بالجد ونهتم بما يصلح أمرنا وقلوبنا. نسأل الله أن يرضى عنا وأن يحل علينا رضوانه الأكبر. مظبوط يا شيخنا؟
نعم.
اللهم بارك. سبارك الله فيكم. بارك الله فيكم. It is a must for us to seek the opportunities and pay attention, pay a lot of attention, pay all of our attention, matter of fact, to the biggest reason that will lead to our happiness, the eternal happiness. These are great days, and these are few short nights, but they will be gone quickly. It's upon us to seek the moment, to seize the moment before we regret of losing such an opportunity, such a moment. It's upon us to pay attention to our dhikr and pay attention to what pleases Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Let's roll our sleeves up and be upon hard work upon the pleasure of Allah. Let's all pay attention to what will rectify our affairs and rectify our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us anew. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us anew the greatest of His pleasure. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Ameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our place and yours in the Firdaus al-A'la, in the highest level of the paradise, along with the messengers, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And we may stop here. We ask Allah for us anew to be firm and to be protected and saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, ya Shaykh. Barakallahu feek. Jazakumullah khair, wa ila liqa al-qadim bi idhnillah ta'ala. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in conclusion, since we have no questions today, I say anything that I said as a translator that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. And stay tuned to the brothers in Muhareem Publications every single day throughout the month of Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. They have a meeting with one of the shuyukh of the sunnah times might be different, but stay tuned to keep up with the different appointments every single day of the month. Bismillah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.